Study Article 45. This article will be studied during the week of January 10th through 16th. Continue showing loyal love to one another. Theme text: Deal with one another in loyal love and mercy. Zechariah 7:9. Song 107, The Divine Pattern of Love. Preview: Jehovah wants us to show loyal love to our brothers and sisters in the congregation. We can deepen our understanding of what loyal love is by examining how some of God's servants in the past showed this quality. In this article, we will consider what we can learn from the examples of Ruth, Naomi, and Boaz. Paragraphs 1 and 2. Question: What good reasons do we have to show loyal love to one another? We have good reasons to show loyal love to one another. What are some of them? Note how the following inspired Proverbs answer that question. Do not let loyal love and faithfulness leave you. Then you will find favor and good insight in the eyes of God and man. A man of loyal love benefits himself. Whoever pursues righteousness and loyal love will find life. Proverbs 3, 3 and 4. Chapter 11, verse 17 and footnote. And chapter 21, verse 21. These proverbs mention three reasons why we should show loyal love. First, showing loyal love makes us precious in God's eyes. Second, by showing loyal love, we benefit ourselves. For instance, we forge lasting friendships with others. Third, pursuing loyal love leads to future blessings, including everlasting life. Indeed, we have good reasons for heeding Jehovah's reminder, deal with one another in loyal love and mercy. Zechariah 7:9. Paragraph 3. Question: What questions will we consider in this article? In this article, we will consider the answers to four questions. To whom should we show loyal love? What can we learn from the book of Ruth about showing loyal love? How can we show loyal love today? What benefits come to those who show loyal love? To whom should we show loyal love? Paragraph 4. Question: How can we imitate Jehovah in showing loyal love? As we learned in the preceding article, Jehovah reserves His loyal love, His enduring feelings of loving attachment, for those who love Him and serve Him. We want to be imitators of God as beloved children. Ephesians 5:1. Therefore, we desire to develop warm feelings, a deep and enduring attachment for our spiritual brothers and sisters. Mark 10:29 and 30 reads, Jesus said, Truly I say to you, no one has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not get 100 times more now in this period of time, houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields with persecutions, and in the coming system of things, everlasting life. Paragraphs 5 and 6. Question: The word loyalty may refer to what kind of relationship? You will surely agree that the better we understand the meaning of loyal love, the better we will be able to show it to our fellow worshipers. To deepen our understanding of loyal love, let us see how it compares with loyalty, as that term is commonly used. Consider an example. Today, we might describe someone who has worked for the same company for many years as a loyal employee. Yet, in all his years with the company, he may never have met any of the directors. He may not always agree with the policies of that company. He does not love the company, but he is happy to have a job that provides a paycheck. He will continue to work there until he retires, unless he is offered a better position elsewhere. Paragraphs 7 and 8. Question A: What motivates someone to show loyal love? Question B: why will we consider some passages from the book of Ruth? The difference between loyalty, as discussed in paragraph 6, and loyal love is a person's motive. In the Bible, what motive stands out in the acts of loyal love shown among God's people? Those who showed loyal love did so not because they had to, but because their hearts impelled them. Consider the example of David. His heart moved him to show loyal love to his dear friend Jonathan, even though Jonathan's father wanted to kill David. Years after Jonathan's death, David still continued to show loyal love to Jonathan's son Mephibosheth. We can learn much about loyal love by considering some passages from the Bible book of Ruth. What lessons about loyal love can we learn from the individuals featured in that book? How can we apply these lessons in our congregation? The footnote reads, "To benefit fully from this article, we encourage you to read for yourself Ruth chapters 1 and 2. End of footnote. What can we learn from the book of Ruth about showing loyal love? Paragraph 9. Question. Why did Naomi conclude that Jehovah was opposing her? In the book of Ruth, we read the story of Naomi, her daughter-in-law Ruth, and a God-fearing man named Boaz, who was a relative of Naomi's husband. Because of a famine in Israel, Naomi, her husband, and two sons moved to Moab. While there, Naomi's husband died. Her two sons got married, but sadly, they too died. Those blows caused Naomi to sink deeper and deeper into despair. She became so overwhelmed by anguish that she concluded that Jehovah was opposing her. Note how she expressed her feelings about God. The hand of Jehovah has turned against me. The Almighty has made life very bitter for me. She also said, "It is Jehovah who opposed me, and the Almighty who caused me calamity." Ruth 1, 13, 20, and 21. Paragraph 10. Question. How did Jehovah react to Naomi's bitter words? How did Jehovah react to Naomi's bitter words? He did not turn against his distraught servant. On the contrary, he showed empathy for her. Jehovah understands that oppression can drive the wise one into madness. Ecclesiastes 7, 7. Still, Naomi needed help in order to see that Jehovah was on her side. What help did God provide? He moved Ruth to reach out and show loyal love to Naomi. Willingly and gently, Ruth helped her mother-in-law to regain her emotional and spiritual balance. What do we learn from Ruth's example? Paragraph 11. Question. Why do kind-hearted brothers and sisters reach out to those who are distressed? Loyal love moves us to reach out to those in distress. Just as Ruth stuck with Naomi, kind-hearted brothers and sisters today willingly stick with those in the congregation who are despondent or depressed. They love their brothers and sisters, and they are eager to do whatever they can to help them. This is in line with the Apostle Paul's admonition, "Speak consolingly to those who are depressed. Support the weak. Be patient toward all." 1 Thessalonians 5, 14. Paragraph 12. Question. What is often the most effective way to help a discouraged brother or sister? Often the most effective way you can help a discouraged brother or sister is by lending a listening ear and by reassuring him or her of your love. Your kind attention to one of Jehovah's precious sheep does not go unnoticed by our God. Proverbs 19:17 states, "The one showing favor to the lowly is lending to Jehovah, and he will repay him for what he does." The picture caption reads, "By listening, we can help a discouraged brother or sister." Paragraph 13. Question. How did Ruth differ from Orpah? And why was Ruth's decision an act of loyal love? We gain further insight into loyal love by considering what happened to Naomi after the death of her husband and two sons. When Naomi learned that Jehovah had turned his attention to his people by giving them food, she decided to return to her home. Ruth 1:6. Both daughters-in-law started out with her. Along the way, however, three times Naomi urged the women to return to Moab. What happened? We read, "Orpah kissed her mother-in-law and departed, but Ruth stuck with her." Ruth 1:7-14. By choosing to return, Orpah was following Naomi's instructions, doing what was expected. Ruth, however, went beyond that. She too was free to leave, but out of loyal love, she decided to stay to help her needy relative. Ruth chose to stick with Naomi, not because she had to, but because she wanted to. Ruth's decision was an act of true loyal love. What lesson does this account contain? The cover picture caption reads, "Ruth clings to Naomi, her mother-in-law, while Orpah returns to Moab. Ruth tells Naomi, 'Where you go, I will go.'" Paragraph 14, question A. Today, what choice do loving brothers and sisters make? Question B. According to Hebrews 13:16, what sacrifices are pleasing to God? Loyal love goes beyond what is expected. Today, as in the past, many of our brothers and sisters have chosen to show loyal love for fellow believers, even to those whom they do not know personally. For example, when they learn that a natural disaster has occurred, they immediately want to know how they can help. When someone in the congregation falls on hard times, they do not hesitate to reach out to that person and help in practical ways. Like the first century Macedonians, they do more than what is expected. They make personal sacrifices, giving even beyond their means in order to help their less fortunate brothers. 2 Corinthians 8:3. How pleased Jehovah must be with such a loving spirit. Hebrews 13:16 reads, "Moreover, do not forget to do good and to share what you have with others, for God is well pleased with such sacrifices." How can we show loyal love today? Paragraphs 15 and 16. Question: How did Ruth show her persistence? We can learn a number of fine lessons by examining how Ruth helped Naomi. Let us consider a few. Be persistent. When Ruth offered to accompany her mother-in-law to Judah, Naomi at first objected. But Ruth did not give up. What was the result? When Naomi saw that Ruth insisted on going with her, she stopped trying to convince her. Ruth 1:15-18. Paragraph 17. Question: What will help us not to give up easily? Application: It takes patience to help those who are depressed, but we should not give up on them. A sister in need of assistance may at first refuse our help. The footnote reads, "Because we are considering the example of Naomi, we refer to sisters in need. But the points in this article apply equally to brothers." End of footnote. Still, loyal love will move us to do our best to stick with her. We hope that she will eventually accept our hand of friendship and allow us to help lift her out of despair. Paragraph 18. Question: What must have been painful for Ruth? Do not take it personally. When Naomi and Ruth arrived in Bethlehem, Naomi met her former neighbors. She told them, "I was full when I went, but Jehovah made me return empty-handed." Ruth 1:21. Imagine how Ruth must have felt on hearing those words from Naomi. Ruth had gone out of her way to help Naomi. Ruth had wept with her, comforted her, and walked with her for days on end. Despite all of this, Naomi said, "Jehovah made me return empty-handed." With those words, Naomi did not even acknowledge the support of Ruth, who was standing next to her. How painful that must have been for Ruth. Yet she stuck with Naomi. Paragraph 19. Question. What will help us to stick with someone who is distressed? Application. Today, a sister in distress may initially speak to us in a hurtful way, despite all our efforts to help her. But we try not to take it personally. We stick with our sister who is in need, and we ask Jehovah to help us find a way to bring her comfort. Paragraph 20. Question. What gave Ruth the strength she needed to carry on? Give timely encouragement. Ruth had shown loyal love to Naomi, but now Ruth herself needed encouragement. And Jehovah moved Boaz to encourage her. Boaz said to Ruth, "May Jehovah reward you for what you have done, and may there be a perfect wage for you from Jehovah the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to seek refuge." Those heartwarming words touched Ruth deeply. In response, Ruth said to Boaz, "You have comforted me and spoken reassuringly to your servant." Ruth 2:12-13. The timely words of Boaz gave Ruth the strength she needed to carry on. Paragraph 21. Question. As described at Isaiah 32:1-2, what will caring elders provide? Application. Those who show loyal love to others sometimes need encouragement themselves. Just as Boaz reassured Ruth that her kindness had not gone unnoticed, observant elders today gratefully acknowledge the help that loving brothers and sisters provide. Such timely and warm commendation will give the brothers and sisters the strength they need to carry on. Isaiah 32:1-2 reads, "Look, a king will reign for righteousness, and princes will rule for justice, and each one will be like a hiding place from the wind, a place of concealment from the rainstorm, like streams of water in a waterless land, like the shadow of a massive crag in a parched land." The picture caption reads, "How can Christian elders today imitate Boaz?" What benefits come to those who show loyal love? Paragraphs 22 and 23. Question. How did Naomi's attitude change, and why? After some time had passed, Boaz provided a generous gift of food for Ruth and Naomi. What was Naomi's reaction to Boaz's generosity? She said, "May he be blessed by Jehovah, who has not failed in his loyal love toward the living and the dead." Ruth 2:20a. What a turning point this was for Naomi. Earlier, she had cried out in pain, "Jehovah opposed me." But now she exclaimed with joy, "Jehovah has not failed in his loyal love." What might have contributed to Naomi's changed attitude? Naomi finally began to see Jehovah's hand in her life. Jehovah had used Ruth to give needed support on the journey to Judah. Naomi also saw Jehovah's hand when Boaz, one of their repurchasers, lovingly made generous provisions for the two women. "Now I understand," she must have thought. "Jehovah never left me. He has been with me this whole time." Psalm 136:23 reads, "He remembered us when we were low, for his loyal love endures forever." Verse 26 reads, "Give thanks to the God of the heavens, for his loyal love endures forever." How grateful Naomi must have been that Ruth and Boaz did not give up on her. We can imagine that all three rejoiced over that wonderful outcome. Paragraph 24. Question. Why do we want to keep on showing loyal love to our fellow believers? What have we learned from the book of Ruth about loyal love? Loyal love moves us not to give up easily on brothers and sisters who are in distress. It also moves us to make sacrifices in order to help them. Elders need to give timely and warm encouragement to those who extend loyal love to others. When we observe how those in need regain their spiritual strength, we feel deep joy. What, though, is the foremost reason why we continue to show loyal love? Because we want to imitate and please Jehovah, who is abundant in loyal love. Exodus 34:6. Do you remember? How does loyal love compare with loyalty? How can we imitate the examples of Boaz and Ruth in showing loyal love to others? How do we benefit from showing loyal love? Psalm 130, Be Forgiving. End of article.